City went into their home game against Gloucester City looking to get the festive period off to the best possible start. But in the end, it wasn't to be, although the decisive goal had more than a stroke of luck about it.
Here comes the free kick through the wall. The goalkeeper gets a touch on it, but he can't stop it going in. And Gloucester City, just like they did 12 months ago to the day, take the lead here at St George's Lane against their local rivals. The free kick sailed through the wall. Goalkeeper Matt Sargent got a touch on it, but it wasn't enough, and Dan Andrews' free kick just sailed through the wall and the goalkeeper.
City falling behind 8 minutes before half-time, but they could so easily have been level right on the interval.
Brees plays it out to the left where Greg Mills waits. 2 minutes being played of stoppage time. Mills into the box, the cross! Oh, he hits the post! Oh, and Simmons, his attempted rebound, took a deflection and went behind.
City kept knocking at the door in the second half, but it was to be one of those days when it just wasn't going to happen for them.
Danny Glover, great first-time ball to Charlie Rees. Charlie Rees's shot from distance flashes wide. Worcester running out of time. We're into the last minute of normal time. As Brees finds Glover. Danny Glover across to Greg Mills. Greg Mills for Worcester, charging from the left into the box. Mills shoots and again is denied by Mike Green.
The Gloucester goalkeeper Mike Green was having a fantastic afternoon. He produced a number of excellent saves to preserve his side's lead. The City manager, Carl Healy, admitted it had been hugely frustrating.
If you look at the number of chances in the game, particularly to ourselves, it's quite remarkable. It was just 1-0. It's frustrating for us. They've scored with a deflected free kick, and we've had bags and bags of chances, particularly in the first half. And a combination of good goalkeeping, good defending, and fortune, the ball stayed out of the Gloucester net, unfortunately for us.
Many people felt the City defensive wall had been at fault for the goal, but Carl Healy said that hadn't been the case.
It didn't go through the wall, it hit the man on the edge of the wall. I think it hit Simo and sent the keeper the wrong way. You know, you get things like that happen. I mean, there's an identical situation in the second half. We had a free kick in a similar position. She took a deflection and gone 3 yards wide.
City introduced Ashley Sammons into their squad for this one. He came off the bench late in the game.
Ash is he's a footballer, and he's Matt Burley's not quite match fit yet. Ash has been training with us, and we put him on in the hope he could find a through ball for us, because as the game wore on, you know, they sort of sat right on the edge of their penalty area, and it was becoming increasingly difficult to break them down.
On to this afternoon then, and a big game at home to Gainsborough Trinity.
We got done with a scrappy goal up at Gainsborough, and we were a bit disappointed in our performance up there. You know, they'll be a big, strong side, they'll be very direct, and they'll play for set pieces, and we've got to deal with that.